Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. My name is Robin Fritz, and we are live this afternoon in Seattle, Washington. So today is June 11th. Today is my parents' wedding anniversary, and they are both deceased. My dad died in 1994, and my mom 10 months later in 1995. So we have been talking in the last few shows, and another show coming up, we're talking about our deceased animal companions, but I thought we'd take a break from that this week just because my parents' wedding anniversary presents me with a really cool opportunity to talk with you about what our dead are up to in their afterlives, both what I know about my parents and the things that come up in mediumship sessions with clients. And I know that's a huge topic for all of us. Most of us are going to face losing our parents at some point. And most of us are close to them, and it's tough, you know. And even I've discovered, even if you're not close to them, even if you had a difficult relationship, there's a problem we have. And one is they're not there to actually have a conversation with your running through your head the difficult times you had as well as the good times. And sometimes we're damaged by how things happened in our lives, and a mediumship session, whether you use a professional medium like me or try to connect on your own, it's an opportunity for you to resolve some of the grief, even the grief that comes from being angry, as well as the grief of losing your beloveds, but also to get closure. So we're going to talk about that today. And if you'd like to share your experiences, ask a question, or get a quick intuitive reading, please call in to 202-570-7057. Or if you're shy, which I understand, you can email me at my website, robinfritz.com. That's RobynFritz.com. That's robin@robinfritz.com. And as we start today, as we do every week, we're going to start with a meditation with the crystal Fallon. Fallon is a citrine Lemurian quartz, very rare crystal. And I know, because I work with people all over the world, wherever you are, whether you're listening live or in the archives, you will be able to experience his energy, experience him as a crystal, as a healer and a truth bringer, in the way that your intuition works most strongly. So seeing, hearing, feeling, or knowing are the main principal intuitive ways that we manage ourselves in the world. So if you take your attention to the top of your head, imagine you're connecting to the crystal Fallon, and as we run down your body from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, just let that connection to him, that energetic connection, that gold light that is Fallon, run through you and just clear out the blockages that have gotten in your way today, everything that happened, good or bad, so that you are free to experience this hour with us and experience some healing and some personal insight from what you're thinking and feeling here. So moving down from the top of your head, down your face, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And then as you reverse, just imagine that energy line flowing straight back up again from your feet, past your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, and the top of your head. Just filling you up with healthy energy and giving you the opportunity to grow with this wonderful community that Om's Times has created for us. So, again, my name is Robin Fritz. I'm an intuitive and spiritual consultant and past life regression specialist in Seattle. And boy, I never saw this life coming. I really did not. I've done a lot of things in my life and done a lot of different work. And today I want to talk to you about what happens in the afterlife. And I will say up front, as I've said in other shows and in Facebook Live, I never saw myself being a medium. I never actually believed in the afterlife. And I remember having these conversations with my mom. She goes, I feel sorry for you that you don't believe in an afterlife. And I'm like, okay. And I think a lot of us are like that. We just don't think about it. You know, it's like we're busy. We've got enough going on. And we have filled our heads with so much about what religion and culture tell us about the afterlife. You know, it might not even be that attractive. I mean, I used to think, okay, harps, you know, sitting around on clouds all day, twiddling your thumbs, like how much fun is that? And I have learned a lot since I started working with my dad. So my parents married on June 11th, many, many years ago. And set out and did what you did after you conquered the world and saved the world in World War II. You had a family. And I grew up in a small town in Oregon, sandwiched between two brothers, so to speak. And it was a time of the world, and I think this is really relevant right now. It was a time when in a small town, conservative Catholic tradition, went to Catholic schools. It didn't matter how bright you were, how accomplished you were. If you were female, you just weren't good enough. That's a fact. That's what I lived with my entire life. Even till the day they died, both my parents told me I wasn't good enough because I was a girl. Now, I know it's really interesting watching the Me Too movement right now and all of that, and all of us trying to tell our children and other people's children, especially our girl children, hey, you know, go do whatever you want to do. You can do whatever you want to do if you apply yourself, if you educate yourself, if you work hard for it, you know, that do it. And don't be limited by society's opinion of you as a female creature, so to speak. But that's what I grew up with. And what was interesting to me is then when my parents died, and I was very close to my dad, closer to my dad than to my mother. And one thing I've learned from that is that since my dad died, I realized we've had many lifetimes together and many lifetimes where he was a father and I was a daughter. And it was still that same repressive, women aren't good enough, men tell you what to do culture. I remember lifetimes where I just like threw up my hands and ran away. But this lifetime wasn't like that. He was very loving. It was just his mindset. It's just what he believed. It's what he was taught. It's what the culture said. And nobody questioned it, you know, and that's the role of a lot of us in the world today. And I think that's my role in large part is to question things. That's how I became an intuitive, by asking questions. When things started showing up and chatting with me, I'm like, oh, my name's Robin. Would you like to tell me your name? And I'd hear what a tree has to say, or a volcano, or a hurricane. So maybe it is that those difficulties of being taken seriously as a woman or a girl in my lifetime made me more open to the sensitivities of non-humans who are interested in connecting with us, and we have no idea they're even there, or we don't think they're good enough to chat with us. So kind of see where I'm going there. So, okay. So my dad died in 94, and burying my dad was the worst day of my life. We were very close. And time went on. And late in 2001, 2002, I started exploring the intuitive world with animal communication with my animals and realizing that at the time I was suffering from a lot of physical ailments, failed surgery, so on and so forth. And I was pretty run down. So I started looking for solutions for me and my ill dog. And one of those was energy healing. Now, if you're listening and you're suffering from, a chronic condition, you know that you'd look anywhere for a solution. So you have to be really careful. So I knocked on a lot of doors to get my dog and myself well again. And the whole intuitive world, the whole spirit guide thing, the whole energy healing, that was like, wow, that was like my head flipped upside down. It wasn't even a world I could understand. And so I had to work at that. But here's what also was happening during that time. My dad was watching. My dad was paying attention to what was going on in my energy healing sessions and my learning to develop my intuition that I had closed down in childhood when I was talking to weather and trees and animals and my chickens and so on. And my family's just shaking their heads, going, oh, she's just a girl. Even though she's weird, she's just a girl. In some ways, I think being a girl saved me because that intuitive ability just stayed there for a while and then reasserted itself. But along about 2002, and Dad saw me working with a psychic and energy healer, one day this person called me up and said, God, I've been hearing this buzz in my ear for the last 2 hours, and I realize it's your dad. Your dad is trying to talk with you, and he's doing that by contacting me. Now, isn't that interesting, right? So my dad was proactive. I didn't know how proactive he was until I learned about his choice of the of jobs after his afterlife experience. But my dad came in and he started talking. And here's where you're going to understand what your dead are up to in the afterlife. Once they make it successfully to the afterlife and they start to rest up from just the experience of leaving a body, which, your energy, your soul is in a very dense place in your body. And once it's freed from that body, it has to slough off those denser energies. And then you have to make the decision to go to the afterlife. And once you're there, you start recuperating. Then you go off and do your life review. So Dad had been gone about 8 years, and that was when he was doing his life review. And he came back to talk with me, and he said, I want to apologize to you. I was wrong. I treated you wrong. I see that, and I treated you wrong in our lifetimes before together. And I didn't, excuse me, I didn't take you seriously as a woman. And I promise you that if I have the opportunity to be your dad again in another lifetime, I will treat you differently. I will treat you as an equal. That will never happen again. And I said, I understand that, Dad, and I'm grateful for it, and I love you, and I appreciate that. And that was where we left it. Until he started showing up and noticing I was working as an intuitive and spiritual consultant and asking me to work as a medium. And I was like, well, okay, no. At the time, I thought what mediums did was, play games like tell people what their names and their birth dates and what clothes they're wearing and what their favorite song was. And that just didn't seem to be a growth opportunity for anybody. And seemed very boring to me, and I didn't think there was another way of doing that. So, and there's the other thing. What do the dead have to say? I mean, they're dead, right? And gone, right? But I was wrong. I mean, I started listening to my dad, and we started talking, and I was learning that he had chosen. And my dad was a pharmacist in life. He owned a pharmacy. The phone would ring in the middle of the night and he'd get up and fill prescriptions, as that's what they did back then. And it was a tough job. He was a very sensitive man and he had to be tough and he had to help sick people. And I've learned since he passed that he was unintentionally like what we would call an animal communicator now. But What was interesting is that when we started chatting, I hadn't seen my mom, and my mom died in 1995. And so one day when we were chatting, I said, "Dad, like, what's mom up to? And can she come and talk with us?" And he brought her forward. And that's when I realized how things can be so different for our loved ones in the afterlife. So my mom was a very sensitive person. She suffered from depression, and that's in the news a lot this last week here in the United States. There've been a huge number of increase of phone calls to the suicide hotlines after the death of two celebrities this week here. My mom never contemplated suicide that I'm aware of, but she was very depressed, and part of it was that she wasn't treated well either. She believed the blarney that women weren't good enough, and she lived it. So she wasn't valued for her soul. She wasn't valued for her person. She wasn't valued for her contributions. And yet they had a good marriage. So I don't know how people work that out, but they did. But then my dad showed up, and we've gone through the apology for not treating me well. And then I asked my mom to show up. And we're almost ready for the break here. We'll get into this more after the break. But I want you to think about if your parents are deceased, or if they're not, great, I'm glad for you. If you know others who are deceased, family, friends, or even animals, what were they really up to in their lifetime? What are they thinking about when they died? And what are they thinking about now in their afterlife? So we'll talk about that after the break. Hang on. Call in 202-570-7057.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for. That new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Shopping for yourself or loved ones? Check out the best rock shop around, Earthlight Rocks and Gems in Kirkland, Washington. Whether you're looking for metaphysical support or just love nature's art, Earthlight has it all. Raw rocks, crystals, tumbled stones of all kinds, carvings, cabs, fossils, tumblers, rare minerals in all price ranges and books. They also have jewelry, including custom pieces and beads to make your own. Open 7 days a week, the Earthlight store has been around since 1988 and is run by Kim and Todd Valines. Find them online at earthlightgems.com. At Etsy at earthlightgems.etsy.com or on Facebook at Earthlight Rocks and Gems. Have a question? Email Kim at the store, earthlightgems.com. And just for Om Times listeners, receive 10% off orders over $50 at their Etsy account with coupon code EarthlightGems. That's earthlightgems.etsy.com or the store at earthlightgems.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're here in Seattle, Washington, and our topic today is, what are our dead up to in the afterlife? So I was talking about my parents. My dad died in 94, my mom in 95. And I've explained that they didn't think highly of women, that the culture then, that was the town, that was a religion, that was everything. But there was another thing that affected my parents, and in fact, our entire family, and that's that my brother died at age 14, and I was just 9 years old. He had leukemia. There was nothing they could do for him at the time, and my parents never really recovered from that. There was no grief counseling then. There was no nothing. The community came out and, you know, tried to take care of us, but my parents really suffered badly from that. They closed down emotionally, which happens, you know, and it just gives you an insight into how human we are, whether we're or parents or not, we're still human. We still have things that affect us. So, you know, naturally I was curious about them once my dad started talking to me about what was going on with them in their afterlife. And here's one thing I want you to think about. When your deceased loved ones come and contact you, if they do, like my dad went through somebody else to get in touch with me, or if you try to connect with them on your own and you can go to the Learn It Live platform, experts.omtimes.com/Robin Fritz. I have a free webinar on connecting with your dead on your own. One thing, if you can see them like I can, and other people can, you can know how they're doing in the afterlife by how they look. In other words, my dad died and he was very, very just shrunken and shriveled. He wasn't that old, but he had suffered tremendously from serious health issues. And he looked like he was 92 and he was only 72 when he died, just shrunken to nothing. And yet, when I first saw him in the afterlife, he was vibrant and healthy and looked like he was in his mid-40s. And this is the thing, once they go through their life review and start, you know, processing their previous lives and that life and just, you know, out of curiosity, what did I want to do? What did I do? What got in the way? What helped me? You know, what am I going to do next to grow my soul? My dad had done that process and he had chosen his next job, and that was to stay in the afterlife and run what I call a way station for dead things on the other side, which is the first place all the dead go to when they actually make it to the afterlife. So there's lots of way stations out there. So when I asked my dad about my mom, and my mom shows up, she looked just like she did when she died. And I'm like, uh-oh, I know she hasn't done her life review yet. So in a sense, my mom was my first client, you know, talking to her about what was going on in her afterlife and what she was thinking. So I'm going to hold that rest of that conversation because I know we have a caller if she's still on the line. Tanya, are you there?
I am, Robin. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for calling in. Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Seattle.
Oh cool. Okay. Welcome to sunny Seattle, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful today.
Can I ask you to speak up? I can't quite hear you today.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got you on speaker, but I will actually get up against my face. Is that better?
There, yeah. Yes, it is beautiful today after that wild weekend we had with the storms rolling through.
Crazy.
So what can I do for you today, Tanya?
You and I have worked together before. You've been to my house, and I've been out to meet with you and Fallon. I'm Zachy's mom. I don't really want to give my last name, but that ought to maybe.
I'm sorry, you're what? I'm having trouble hearing you.
Yeah, so I'm Zachary's mom.
Oh, okay. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing okay.
Good, I'm so glad to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm glad you're doing this today. It's a topic that has been weighing kind of heavily on me lately. I definitely am feeling...
Thinking about your mother, Tanya?
Thinking about my mother, yeah, feeling really just out of sorts. Like, something is... There's something I need to know, and I don't know what it is, but it is just... It's itching my brain right now, and I can't narrow it down.
There's a growth opportunity for you there.
Yeah.
So what did you want to chat about?
I just kind of wanted to check in and see how my mom is doing. Last time we talked about her, she was kind of hanging out, had conversations with her own guides and said, I'm staying here until my grandson gets his own set of tools. And I'm staying here to help him. And I can't really tell if she's still hanging out there with your dad at the way station or if she's started yeah. to let go a little bit. And I kind of,
yeah.
like the sense that I'm getting is she started to let go a little bit. And that's fine. I just want to understand it.
Yes. I'm so glad you called in and asked that question because that's part of the topic today. So I do remember that conversation. It's been a while. You've been through a lot since then.
It has been.
I know, because I follow you on Facebook.
Right.
So we need to get together. But, she has moved on. I'll tell you, she realized the one thing that I tell my clients and I tell the dead, too, when I try to get them to move to the afterlife when they're in that in-between place. There are a lot of people that don't believe in the stuck dead, which are the dead that haven't made it to their afterlife yet. Your mom isn't at that stage, but she has moved on. And the reason she has, and she's now looking at doing her life review. And so what happened 20 years ago with your mom?
20 years ago. Wow. How long ago was that? That would be 96?
Let's see. What is this? 2018?
Yeah.
I don't know. The number 20 years came up in talking with her.
So I think that's about 1998, right? Is that
That would
right?
be, yes.
20? Yeah, so that is
so when
right
did
about
she
the
die?
Time that she died in 2004, but she had a major stroke in 2008 and lost the ability to walk on her own, lost the ability to talk on her own. I lost
yeah,
my mom
that's a tough
then.
One. Well, the good news is that changes when you get to the afterlife. I recently had a client whose mother had been in suffering from dementia for years before she died, and she came to talk to her mom, and her mom was just wide-eyed, and this is like, oh my God, I can feel and know everything now. And she was so entranced with the ability to just move beyond those physical limitations in the afterlife that she just stared at us. She was like, oh my God, this is so amazing. And your mom realized that, which is what I try to talk to a lot of the dead about, is that they can still stay connected to us and still move on and continue in their new journey in the afterlife. So she's finally done that. And it looks like she's into the life review stage and really considering what she wants to do next. That doesn't mean she, and that's the thing that she realized, it doesn't mean that she can't still connect with you and your son. And in fact, she's saying through my dad that she does still check in on him. And she's like, I am missing so much by not being there in a body being by him. But she's yeah. still there checking in. Not as much as she was. You might have noticed that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you
and
might
it's,
feel
you know, it's interesting.
Yeah, go ahead.
Zach is incredibly sensitive. And, you know, he, I have a
I
blanket
recall that.
That my, yeah, yeah. So the other day he brought it in to me. I was laying in bed and he brought it in. He said, I think you need a snuggle with Grandma Owl right now.
That's awesome.
And so, you know, there are times where he's the one that's saying, okay, she's here right now. Anything you got to say, Mom? And then there's other times where it just is kind of like, I'm not sure where she is.
Right. She is moving on and doing her own thing now. But I'm so glad you called and brought this up, because a lot of times when clients are talking with me about their dead, I'm like, do you know that so-and-so is spending a lot of time with your kids? Now, most of the time, that's great. And in your case, it's wonderful. But I've had clients where we had to stop that because the dead person was not in a positive frame of mind, shall we say, and was not really being helpful in the situation. It was just really talking bad to the kids. And that happens because, you know, we don't instantly become our best selves when we move to the afterlife. If we had difficulties while we were alive, we carry the learning experience into the afterlife. And, you know, we have to choose to grow, and some don't. But a lot of grandparents do come back and spend time with their kids. And I have another client who they had like 18 grandchildren, and I didn't see faces. I just saw points of light around them. And they're like involved in all the kids' lives, and they're like paying attention. And it's like they're just having a ball in the afterlife, checking in on their grandkids and their kids, and actually had comments about them and about the kids. And like, oh, no, your brother isn't going to be interested in talking with us because he doesn't believe this is real. But you know, something's just hilarious, really. It's like running a picnic by talking to people in the afterlife. But your mom can now realizes that she can check in with you and still continue to move on. So you probably find that she shows up less and less because, honest to God, there is so much to do in the afterlife. I don't know why anybody chooses to come back in a body, to be honest, because, you know, we talk about the multiverse, you know, like there are multiple different dimensions. There are, and they can go everywhere. On my first birthday after my dog Murphy died in 2012, she came back. She goes, "Happy birthday, Mom. Let's go on a tour of the universe." And off we went. It was awesome. So, yeah, she's been great. She's been, you know, really giving your son the idea that connection doesn't die just because we do. And that will hold him in good stead throughout his life because he knows he has that champion in her. Which is awesome. And you know that too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry she had those issues when she died, but she sure doesn't have them anymore.
Good.
So does that help?
It does. Thank you, Robin. I appreciate it.
Good.
And actually, I have found my crystal, and I want to get together with you and Fallon because I can't quite hear her name yet.
Oh, cool. But, I would love to get together with you. Are you up to driving these days?
Yeah, I'm. Broke my toe again.
Yes, I know.
Last week.
Oh no!
So I'm in a
last week,
right now.
I missed that. All right, Tanya.
Yeah.
Let's talk. Let's talk and set a time to get together. And thanks so much for calling in today.
Thank you, Robin. Have a great day.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So we are definitely going to continue, and thank Tanya for calling in, and we are definitely going to continue the subject of what our dead are doing in their afterlives, because it's not just a one-show deal, and I'm happy taking phone calls. So we're going to talk more about what our dead are up to in their afterlives, but we're for like 4 minutes from the next break. So let me tell you a little bit more about my mom when she showed up. So my mom shows up when my dad and I have had multiple conversations. And I was like, Dad, like, what's Mom up to in the afterlife? And Dad said, she's not doing anything. She doesn't want to look at her life. She doesn't want to review her life. And that was pretty clear because she showed up and she looked the same as she did when she died. And while she was a lot healthier looking than my dad was when he died, she hadn't reversed aged or anything. So I knew she hadn't been making any changes because every deceased person I've talked with that has gone through their life review has then reversed age to their ideal age as they then go throughout the universe. And as I was just talking with Tanya, there's so much to do in the afterlives, different dimensions to play in, different planets to go to. And imagine, you know, you're at a way station, you've got humans from different time periods, talking animals, you know. I mean, it is like awesome. It is like this amazing experience. So that's kind of the situation where your dead are coming back to talk with you. We're sitting here grieving. We may be living in the same home that we lived in when they died. We may be doing the same job. We may be eating the same foods. Everything is the same for us in many ways, except our dead are gone. We're not getting our arms around them. But from their perspective, everything has changed. They have this ability to see so much more than they saw when they were alive. That the universe, that their lives, all of that becomes bigger. And so sometimes they have trouble understanding that, you know, we're still grieving and missing them, even though, of course, they're still missing us. And part of the reason of getting together and talking to them in a mediumship session, either with someone like me or on your own, is to get that closure to so that the grief can resolve itself and both sides can move on. But as my dad and I started talking to Mom, and she joined us in the conversation, and she didn't want to do her life review because she didn't want to see herself, just like she didn't want to see herself when she was alive. And her refusal to look at her past or her life, do her life review, had shown up. She was lackluster, the same age, and she hadn't grown a bit in death like I would expect her to have done. And I asked her why, and she looked at me and she looked at the work I was doing as an intuitive, and she said she wasn't worthy. And I said, what aren't you worthy of? And she said, of the work that I was doing. Now, here's the thing. My mom was extremely intuitive. She just ignored it in her lifetime. When we got together, we would see and experience all kinds of things. And actually, after she died, I wondered if those experiences would stop, that it was somehow something that the two of us together could do, but I wouldn't be able to do on my own. Obviously, that wasn't true. Hang on. We'll come back after the break to wrap it up for today.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14, 31.
We took a left on
Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. He realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Well, Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. We're live in Seattle, Washington. And I just wanted to tap back quickly into the conversation with my caller, Tanya, earlier. If you have deceased parents, deceased family members, but particularly the deceased parents, and your children are suddenly talking to imaginary friends, they may not be imaginary friends, because the grandparents really come back a lot and spend time with the grandchildren. And why is that? Well, because they're grandparents, right? Partly. But also because the grandchildren, usually younger kids, can really connect with them easier than we can. They don't have the doubts and the insecurities that we as adults do, and they don't even think twice about the fact that they're having this conversation. It's real to them, and it is real. So if that's happening in your household, you might go, okay, so my parents are dead, or my grandparents, and who is this person checking in with my kid? And ask the kid, who are you talking with, and what do they look like? And you may discover, and it could be pretty fascinating and a lot of fun. So we're back to a conversation about my dad and my mom, and my mom is there. She's looking not so good. She's clearly not done her life review. And here's the thing. Even though they go to the afterlife, even though they're safely in the afterlife, does not mean they're growing. If they're not going to do their life review, they're really kind of stuck there, and they're just not going to have any changes. They're just going to hang out in the afterlife and sulk or whatever they do, but they're not going to grow their soul, and they're not going to be choosing another soul experience. Now, after you do your life review, that doesn't mean you have to leap right into your next soul experience, like incarnate in a new body or whatever, because a lot of people go on vacation, really travel, travel the universe, see other places on the planet, hang out and drink Mai Tais on the beach in Hawaii. I mean, like, wow, what is it about Mai Tais on the beach in Hawaii? God, I know so many dead people doing that. Anyway, so my mom said she wasn't worthy. Now, we were having these intuitive experiences, seeing what we called ghosts at the time. And I thought that would go away when she died, but it obviously didn't. And my mom is talking about that ability that I had. And she said she wasn't worthy of doing that work. And I said, what are you talking about? We did this for years together, talked with ghosts, saw things, knew things were going to happen. I mean, we both knew things were going to happen. And then we're trying to frantically track down the people involved to tell them. And I said to mom, don't you see that now? Don't you see that you always had that ability? And she said, who was I to be able to do something like that? You know, and there's this lack of self-worth, this thing that it happens because you're a woman and you're not good enough, that was drilled into her too. And I said, well, you were just somebody who could do something like that, just like me. It's just a skill set, mom. We all do something. You know, that's what you could do. You did it naturally. The problem is my mom's parents never really loved her or valued her for who she was, no matter what she did. And so when she saw herself having these experiences, she thought, I'm not worthy of this. Like, it's a matter of worth, right? It's a matter of skill set. We're all intuitive. We're all healers. We just need to learn to tap those abilities. But just like some of us are better carpenters and mechanics than others, and I would never, ever try to make a living as either of those two things because I am just not skilled in those things. My mom had the ability to be a professional intuitive and to really help people that way, but she didn't believe it because she didn't think she was worthy. So here's the thing. You really need to believe in that stuff, in yourself. And I told mom, all that stuff you believe that women were inferior to men, it's crap. It's not true. Quit believing it. Believe it in yourself instead. And my mom looked at me and she looked at my dad. And then she said, you're the only person who ever understood me. And I thought, wow, what a profound comment, because my mom and I didn't get along that well, not like my dad and I did. We were always at odds about things. And here was the opportunity after she died to talk with her, to help her see her value in herself. She was really my first client as a medium with my dad, our first client together. And as a consequence of that, she developed this belief in herself. She went and did her life review. And then she decided that she was going to come back. And she did. And she reincarnated. And she's growing up in a different country as a female child. And what did she want? She wanted to experience love. Now, here's my dad, on the other hand, going like, what the heck? Didn't you feel loved with me? And, you know, that's really very poignant because, you know, it just shows you that even when we're out of our bodies and we're in the afterlife and we're exploring things, we have our doubts. We have like, wow, was that the right thing? What happened? What's going on there? How can we help him? And I remember because my dad and I had a conversation on their wedding anniversary, June 11th, back in 2014. I was waiting for a client to show up to talk to her dad. And, you know, my dad and I were chatting and I was saying, you know, happy anniversary. And, you know, and he started talking about regret. And he said he wondered if he had served my mom, his wife, properly during their marriage. Did she not feel loved by him, that she had to reincarnate to feel love? What could he have done better? You know, why did she need to reincarnate to experience love? You know, and that's a heartbreaking conversation because here I'm talking with my dad and he's chosen his new life, which is to remain in the afterlife and help other people. And now he's wondering, did I do the right thing as a husband? You know, as I know, I didn't do the right thing as a father to a daughter. And I'm going to change that if I can. And my gosh, did he ever, because we never thought we'd have a chance to work together. And here we are now working as equals, working with people in the afterlife. And my dad is very open to the experiences and the experiments that I do to try to help the stuck dead and the whole system that I've created to do that. And in a future show, I'll tell you how I broke the afterlife, which kind of made him mad at me for a while. But my gosh, I mean, he'll round up his fellow way station managers. And, my daughter wants to do this. Can we all join in and do this? So we had the chance to heal that relationship, to heal the father-daughter dynamic there, to be equals now while I'm still in my body. So that's pretty awesome. So you never know what that's going to happen. But here he is talking about regrets. And I just felt helpless to console him. But I did say, you know, something that occurred to me. And I said, you know, maybe you were exactly what she needed, Dad. You know, that lack she felt, that lack of self-love wasn't just in that lifetime. You know, it went way back because I could see it, you know, from the perspective of my work, I could see it. And I said, maybe you were the one who cherished her enough that you helped her bridge that gap to see what she was hiding from. So you helped her start to heal, and that finally in the afterlife, she just decided to buck up. And after our conversation, the three of us together and saying, hey, Mom, you're worthy because you're a soul, that she could start over again and feel cherished from the moment she was born and really grasp that self-love. And my dad, you know, he looks at me and he's kind of startled because he said, oh, my daughter had some words of wisdom for me. And he goes, well, maybe so. And he smiled. And I think that helped both of us, you know, and it's a reminder that we're all still human, even if we're dead in the afterlife. And we still have hopes and concerns and regrets and desires. And we still love, you know, and that's really cool, isn't it? And so I hope you're thinking about, you know, your loved ones in the afterlife and, you know, operating on the idea that, you know, they're there and they're learning things and continuing to learn things. And it's amazing and it's wonderful. And take the opportunity to try to connect with them on your own, right? Because we can all do that. It, you know, it might not be as clear as working with a professional medium, but you still have that opportunity and go for it. You know, set a time to talk to your beloved parents in the afterlife or anyone or any animal, any human that you've lost and see what happens. But when you're talking with your parents in the afterlife, and this is one of the things I wanted to bring up today because of my parents' wedding anniversary, Well, our parents are dead, and they have been our parents. They're off on an entirely different adventure in the afterlife. So, while they do check in with us, as our caller here showed, and as I have said, they do check in with us. They do check in on their grandkids. They do check in on their kids. They are off having this new experience. So they're out there in the multiverse, proving what science can't, that, there's more out there than we realize. And so while we're living our busy lives, right, are we thinking of them 24/7? Sometimes if it's new, or sometimes if we haven't resolved either our grief or our problems with them or whatever it is, especially if the death was sudden, it's a process. Resolving grief is a process. Becoming accepting of the fact that you're in different places now, that's a process, and you can take as much time as you want. I'm not going to tell you there's a limit or time limit to grief, that you should be better now, or there are people like, it's been 3 years, you should get over yourself. No, grief is grief. You get over it when you get over it. You move on when you're ready to move on. There'll always be a hole in you that misses that body that you loved so much. But that soul that was in that body is still there. That soul piece that was your parent still stays in the afterlife, even if they reincarnate. So when relatives have died, I said, hey, Dad, so and so is coming, and get mom, tell her to get her rear end over to your way station. And she shows up. Okay, how can she show up if she's reincarnated? Because there's a soul piece of her that is still in the afterlife. That's my mom there. So even if your loved ones reincarnate, when you die, they're going to come there to the way station and give you a big hug. They may help you over if you haven't gone to the afterlife yet. I've certainly had enough of those happen. Encouraging their loved ones, hey, get out of that gray zone and get over here right now. It's pretty awesome. And so you will see them again, And that's awesome, right? So remember that they're off living new lives, we're off living our lives, and that's a good thing, and it's a wonderful thing. And my dad calls the afterlife a party, right? So remember that they're having fun, reviewing their lives can go on for a long time. They can go off and have adventures, pack their bags to the universe. One father, his daughter insisted on connecting, and he didn't really want to connect. He thought, she should just move on. He was moving on. He was dead. He saw that he had to move on. He saw that she wasn't moving on. And I said to him, I said, come on, she's paying to talk with you. Talk with her, say goodbye. And he did stop and say that. And he was being kind of a jerk, but he was also trying to show her that, hey, life moves on. It's okay to move on. And then he picked up his golf clubs and went off to golf the universe because, hello, there are golf courses in the afterlife. Like, who knew? So I want to thank you for joining us today. Next week, our crystal expert, Kim Vilines, will be here before she takes a summer break to go rock hunting and everything else that she does to run her incredible business. Kim Vilines of Earthlight Rocks and Gems in Kirkland, Washington. You can find them at earthlightgems.com. They have an Etsy site. She's offering a nice discount for Om Times listeners, but she'll be here to share some stories about crystals and her work. And the following week after that, we're going to be talking again about animals in the afterlife and the dying, the euthanasia issue, the saying goodbye, and what I call the happiness talk. The time when people sit down with me and is it time to say goodbye? Is it time to let them go? What do they want? And so I'll share some fun stories about that, and we'll learn more about what our animals are up to in the afterlife. Now, obviously, I have tons of stories about what happens in the afterlife, and so we'll be covering those in future shows. But if there are topics that you want me to cover, do call me, email me, tag me on Facebook at the Practical Intuitive Robin M. Fritz, whatever, because my show is here for you. It's for all of us to grow in love together. My mom is here on Earth in a new body, growing in love, and I just wish us all the best in connecting with our beloveds in the afterlife. And I want to thank you for joining us today. And join me each week at Facebook Live on the Humanity Healing page. Today we talked about our loved ones. Topics are wide-ranging. If you would like to work with me, I offer personal and business intuition, mediumship clearly, animal communication, a variety of space clearing I call space cooperating, and I'll be talking about that in more shows. But as a past life regression specialist, I can help you look at past lives and not just help you resolve issues and concerns that you have in this life, but to bring skill sets from previous lifetimes into this lifetime. Oh, that is so awesome. And spiritual journeys, spiritual awakening, to really know how beloved you are, how important you are to the universe, growing your soul. That's what we're here for. And let's all grow it together in community. So as we close for today, let's ground you back down into your bodies. Cross your hands over your heart and breathe into the palms of your hands. And as you do that, just know that our palms offer healing centers in our palms. So you can always just put your hands on any part of your body that hurts, on your animals, on your loved ones, and just invite them to experience love. And as you breathe into the palms of your hands, feel that energy going there. Hold your hands in front of your mouth and just breathe on it. Just imagine that breath as energy, and then cross your hands back on your heart. You're grounded back into your body now. Thank you for joining us today, and we will see you next week. Take care. Goodbye.